Today's daf is Erev in Daf Nun Ches. Now we are at the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Chos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzara Aliza and Ovadia Ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yubad L'Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing in the sugyas of the fifth parak of Masechtas Erev in Parak Ketzad Ma'abrim. Sugyas that deal with the halachos of Tchumim. So as we've seen, the laws of Tchumim state that a person is not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos beyond his makom. What's a person's makom? So if he's spending Shabbos on the side of the road, his makom is dalet al dalet. If he lives in a house that's not part of a city, his makom is his house. If he lives in a house that's part of a city, his makom is the city. Which means that this person would be allowed to walk up to 2,000 amos beyond the limits of the city. He wouldn't be able to walk more than that. It's what's known as the Isser Tchumen. Tchumen is learned out from a pasuk, Al Yetze Yishmem Kaimai, stating that a major machloitis tanam, whether that pasuk is a real pasuk in the sense that the Isser is a bona fide Isser Deiraisa, or whether really the Isser Tchumen is an Isser Derabanan. The pasuk, however, is merely an asmacht. Regardless, every single city had a tchum of 2,000 amos that was very negeya, a Isser Al Yetze Yishmem Kaimai Bayom Ashvi. And what the askonim of the city used to do is they would put up signs and that say Adchan Tchum Shabbos, so that if you lived in a city, you knew up until where you were allowed to go on Shabbos. So the topic of today's daf is going to be measuring the Tchum that every city has as it relates to the Isser of Al Yetze Yishmem Koimei Bayei Mashvi. Says the Mishnah, Ein Moided, in the way they used to measure the Tchum, Ela Bechevel Shonun Amo. They used to use a rope that was 50 amas long. Loi Pacha is not shorter than 50 amas, Veloi Yoser, and not longer than 50 amas. Veloi Yimdoit Ela Keneged Libay. Additionally, the person that held the rope, so he would hold it Keneged his lave, meaning not higher than his heart, and not lower than his heart. Hoya Moided Vigi Legei. What would be if a person was measuring the 50 amas, and then he came to a valley, so it's not straight anymore. Oy legeder, or he came to a pile of stones. Mavliyah, what he's supposed to do is, he's supposed to be mavliyah, meaning what you should do is work on top of the valley and work over the hump of stones, meaning make believe it wasn't there. So that if you're going to have to get a little bit creative, that's fine. But at the end of the day, if there's a valley somewhere in the middle of the tchum, so just have one person stand on one side of the valley, the other person stand on the other side of the valley, use the same rope that's 50 amas long, and you're going to end up doing the same thing that you're going to be doing, meaning nothing has to change. What you do is you're mavliya, meaning you just work above this area that you have to improvise over, and you're going to end up being in the same place as the Mishnah, v'chayzer l'midase, and then you go back to measuring in the ordinary way. Exactly what that means, we'll see in the Gemara. Gila ar, let's say you were measuring the alpayim amo, you have your rope that's 50 amos long, and now you encountered a mountain. Same halacha, mavliyoy. You should just work over the mountain, v'chayzer l'midase, and then afterwards, return to where you are. The one thing you have to be careful is that if somebody's measuring the tchum, you're never allowed to be standing outside the tchum. The Gemara is going to give a reason why, but when you're measuring the alpayim amo, the people that are doing the measuring have to be standing within the area of alpayim amo. You're not allowed to be standing outside the alpayim amo while you're measuring the alpayim amo. What if a person is measuring the alpayim amo and he now encountered a mountain? And this mountain is so big that it's not possible for him to be mavliya over the mountain. So you want to figure out where the tchum is, and it's not a situation where you can even improvise. So what are you supposed to do? Amar Rab Distoy, Barbianai, Mishum Rameir, Shamati. It's regarding this, the Rab Distoy, Barbianai, send the name Rameir, Shamikadrin Baharin. That is another thing you're allowed to do. It's what's known as Mikadrin Baharin. What exactly that means, the Gemara is going to explain. Either way, so we have the basic halacha of how the tchum was measured for every individual city. So how was it measured? The short answer is they used to use a rope. The rope was 50 amos long. The Mishnah says, loy pachos v'lo yoyser. Additionally, the Mishnah said you had to hold the rope, keneged your lev. So Presumably there were two people that were holding the rope, and each person that was holding the rope had to hold it keneged his leg. Additionally, the Mishnah discussed, and that's going to be a big part of today's daf, is what happens if it's not so simple? Meaning, what if you want to measure Alpayim Amah outside the city, but it's not this flat surface, this very simple terrain that you could just have two people, 50 amah ropes, and just measure until you get to the point of 2,000 amahs. But rather, you have to go over a mountain, you have to go over a pile of stones, you have to cross over a valley. So then the Mishnah said that there's two ideas. One idea is what's known as havla. In the event that you can't do havla, bezu amar abdustoy bar yani mishum rameir shamati shemekadrim baharin. We'll see a lot more about that in the Gemara. Zoktim, minani mili. How do you know that the rope is supposed to be 50 amas long? Zoktim, Gemara, amar abhudah, marav. Abhudah said, I heard from Rav, the amakrot, learned that from the following pasuk. Ach, it says, oirech hechotzer meya ba'amo, v'roichav chamishim ba'chamishim. Now that pasuk is in Shmois Perichov Zayin, and it's talking about the dimensions of the chotzer. And the Mishnah says that the chotzer of the Mishkan was 100 amas long. Its width was chamishin b'chamishin. So Rav said, what does it mean, chamishin b'chamishin? Amr Torah, the Torah is coming to tell me, b'chevel shal chamishin amah medoy, that when you measure the tchum Shabbos, you're supposed to use a rope that's 50 amas long. So the extra word, chamishin b'chamishin, that's describing the width of the chatzar, is coming to teach us this halacha, that when you measure the tchum, you're supposed to use a rope that's 50 amas. Faith the Gemara, hami boyle, we need this for something else. Meaning, I agree that the word chamishin b'chamishin is extra, meaning chamishin would have been suffice. Chamishin b'chamishin is extra, but we used this already earlier in the Masechta to darshan something else. Lita chamishin ulesavev chamishin, to teach me the halacha that a karfev shloi hukav ledira has a din of a reshus hayachid up until 5,000 square amas. It was learned out from this very pasuk. So how could I learn two things from this pasuk? So the Gemara says he could, because imkei leimakra chamishim chamishim, my chamishim bechamishim, shami minotarti. So number one, the word is extra, and even in the extra word, there's an extra letter. It could have just said chamishim. It says chamishim chamishim, one drasha. It says chamishim bechamishim, that's the second drasha. That's how I know the two halachis. Loi pachis v'loi yosis. And Mishnah says that the chevel had to be 50 amos, and it couldn't be less, it couldn't be more. Zok the Gemara, tana loi pachis v'nei shemarb. It couldn't be less than 50 amos. The reason is, because if it's going to be less than 50 amos, we're afraid that you're going to stretch it so much that you're going to stretch it more than it's really supposed to be stretched. Meaning, the 50 amos rope is supposed to represent 50 amos. If it's going to be less than 50, let's say it's going to be 40 amos, so in your mind, the length of the rope is 40 amas, but you may stretch it to the point where it's actually going to be more than 40 amas. So you're going to get messed up a little bit with the tchumet. But the Yosef Nation of Night, and you don't want it to be bigger than 50 amas, because if it's bigger than 50 amas, it's already heavier, it's longer, it may sag. Again, it's going to mess up. There's a Mesoira, even though it's learned out from a Pasek, but the time of the Kra is that 50 amas seems to be the perfect measurement, the perfect shear, as it relates to measuring the tchum. Amr Ravasi, ein moedin ela b'chevel shel afsikimo. That when you measure with a rope, so the rope had to be made up of that fabric. So the Gemara, my afsikimo. Amr Rav Abba Nargilo. My Nargilo doesn't help us much. Amr Biakiv Dikla Dechad Navro. It's a palm tree that has one vine that goes around it. They used to take that vine and they made the fabric for the rope. Ikidami, some say afsikimo, Rav Abba Amr Nargilo, Rav Yaakov Amr Dikla Dechad Navro. What's the difference between the two Lashonis? In the first lashon, there's no machloikis. Ravasi said, "Ein moedidin elo bechevel shel afsekima. My afsekima, nargila. My nargila, dikla dechad navra." Meaning, what was the rope made out of? Dikla dechad navra. That one singular vine that circled around this decal. That's what it was used for. Ikadamri, some say, no, it was actually a machloikis. Meaning, Ravasi said, it's afsekima. What is afsekima? Some said nargila, some said dikla dechad navra. So in the first pshat, there's no machloikis, it's dikla dechad navra. Dikla dechad navra is nargila, which is afsakima. In the ikad amri, no. Afsakima, what is afsakima? Either nargila or dikla dechad tanya. Amr Rabbi Shulvin Chananya, ein lucha sheyofalam did yoyz mishal shalosh shal barzel. He said, the truth is, if we're going to be honest, then really what we should use is shalshul lo yishal barzel. We should use chains that are made out of barzel. That would have been the perfect way, not to use afsakima, nargilo, diklo dechadnav. That would have been the perfect way to do it. Avaman nasa. He said, what can we do? Shari amra Torah. The pasuk says, now this is not a pasuk in Torah per se, it's a pasuk in Nevi'im, a pasuk in Zechariah. Va'eso enai va'erev hinei ish ubiyadai chevel mida. You see, the pasuk describes this measuring stick as being made out of rope. So there's a pasuk in Zechariah that measuring stick is supposed to be made out of rope, and that's why we use rope as well. Meaning, really, ideally, we would use shal shaloy shal barzel. However, it's a pasuk in Zechariah. There's another pasuk that says ubiyad ish kinei hamida. Sounds like a stick. So the Gemara says, Ahulatari. That was used to measure smaller distances, but to measure a larger distance, like Apayim Amah, it would be better to use Chevel Amida. Now, just to be clear, those two psukim that the Gemara just quoted, the first one's in Zechariah, the second one is in Yecheskel. It's not talking about Chumen. Those psukim are talking about the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis HaShlishi, and it's describing its measurements. And one pasuk says, Ubiyadei Chevel Mida, that the measuring was being done with rope. And the other one says, Ubiyadei Ish Knei Hamida. He was measuring with a stick. Either way, we're just saying, said Rabbi Yishol ben Chananya, we have a pasuk that talks about measuring, and the pasuk is describing measuring larger distance with rope, smaller distances with a stick. So even though Ein Lecha Sheyafel Medida Yoisim Mishal Shaloi Shal Barzel, Avo Ma Nasa, what should we do? Zechariah, Yecheskel, even though it was a different context, but still, at the end of the day, we have to follow the pasuk. Tanu Rabbi Yosef, Shloish Chavalim, there are three types of ropes that are used in Halacha. Shal Megeg. First one is made of reeds. Shal Netzer. Second one is made of branches. Vishal Pishnan of linen. Shal Megeg the part. The one that was made of reeds was used for the part. Now we learned in the Mishnah. Kafsua bechevel ha-megeg. Vinosnu al gabi marachta. They used to tie the par aduma when they burnt the par aduma. So the par aduma was brought on Harazes. And one of the things they had to do was, is they had to tie down the par. So they used to tie it bechevel ha-megeg. So you see, in halacha, a chevel that's made out of reeds has to give. So long time. Where do you find out a chevel that was made of branches? The saita was used for the saita. Now we're going to the mishvach. Maybe chevel ha-mitzri. The koyshri l'malam medadel, that they used to expose the part of the guf of the saita. But the same is they didn't want to expose her body completely for tznias purposes. So what they would do is they would tie her beged to her, lemaila midadel, and they would use a chevel hamitzri. That chevel was made out of branches. And finally, shal pishton, which one was used for pishton? That's the one that was used, lemedida, it was used for measuring. Zok de gemara, hoyo moideid vihigias. And the Mishnah said that if everything is simple, then you would have a rope that's 50 amas long. You would go to the outside of the city, two people. One person holds one side of rope, other person holds the other side of rope, you stretch it out, you know you're at the 50-point marker. You do it again, 50 marker. You do it again, 50 marker, until you get to Apayim Amah, and you end up getting to where you need to get. But what if it's not so simple? What if you don't have flat terrain? What if you have to go over a valley? There's a valley in between your 50 amas that you're measuring. Or there's a geder, there's a pile of avonim. Then what? So the Mishnah gave a short answer. The Mishnah said, Mavliyai. Meaning, it's very simple. Let's just visualize it for a second. Let's say there's a valley in between this 50 amma marker that you're trying to measure. Let's say the valley is, I don't know, 20 amas wide. So one person stands on one side of 20 amas, other person stands on the other side of 20 amas. You're just mavliya. Meaning, you're doing the same exact thing. One person stands on one side, one person stands on the other. You're doing nothing different. You're just making the rope go on top of the valley. Common sense. How else would you think you should do it? What if it's faker? What if you have a pile? Okay, so you have to get a little bit creative. Maybe you'll have to take the rope, attach it to a pulse like this. It can go over the pile. But again, it's the same difference. One person's going to be standing on one side. The other person's going to be standing on the other side. And then the Mishnah threw in one word. The Mishnah said, the chayzer lemidase, that after you do this, you should go back lemidase. Zok de gemara adir mid the tani chayzel lemidase. From the fact that the Mishnah said chayzel lemidase b'chad me diyach lavliyoy, haylech lemakim shiyachel lavliyoy. Meaning, what does it mean chayzel lemidase? Chayzel lemidase means you're going to walk back. Where are you walking back to? It sounds like you were somewhere and now you're walking back. So the gemara says, yeah, you know what you see from here. You see from here that in the event it's impossible to be mavliya. So again, a picture's worth 1,000 words, but it's actually very straightforward. Let's say you have more than 50 amas of a valley. You have a pile that's more than 50 amas tall. So you can't be mavliya, because at the end of the day, the rope is only 50 amas. So if I have a valley that's 60 amas, how am I going to be mavliya a 50 amas crater? It's not possible. So what you should do is you should try to walk to the side, even if you're outside the boundaries of the city. Go to a place where it's not more than 50 yamas, and you should measure that area and try to cheshbin where you are in relative to where the tchum is going to be, meaning start making your way back to the boundary of the city and make the cheshbin, and that's the way you're supposed to do it. The point is, that's what chayzer l'midasa means. Chayzer suggests that you walked away. Yeah, you did walk away, and now you're walking back. Why would you have walked away? Because the gap, the gate, was more than 50 amas. If it was more than 50 amas, you couldn't even be mavliya. So you had to walk away in order to be able to come back. So the Gemara says, again, mid tani chayzer l'midasa, michal deinu yachal avliya, yoylech l'makam sheyachal avliya. You go to a place where you could be mavliya, umavliya, v'tsoifa, you try to look very, very precisely, kineged midasa, v'chayzer, and then you go back. So the Gemara, tani l'tani rabban, it's really mefurish of rice. If somebody was measuring and now he encountered this value, if you could be mavliya, like it said in the Mishnah, do that. And if you can't, go to a place where you could. Very simple. Again, this is a classic example of the Braisa being mefarish, what the Mishnah said, merely biramiza. The Mishnah said, v'chayza l'midasai, and the inference from that is this whole arichos, which, not surprisingly, is mefurish in the Braisa. But the Braisa continues. Says the Braisa, im haya gei ma'ukim, what would be if this valley curved? Meaning it was impossible to, you couldn't even go to the sides. This valley just has this whole place wrapped around its finger. It's not possible to even do that. You can't even be mavliya. So what's plan B? We know this from the Mishnah. We don't know what it means yet. But we saw in the Mishnah there's always a plan B. Plan B is makter v'ayla, makter v'yayir. There's another way to measure around an area like this. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. You get l'koysel. What happens if a person came to a wall? What if there's a wall in the area? Se'ein oimrim yikov. The halach is that you don't, okay, so you don't have to worry about the wall. Elo oimdai, just assess the wall. V'haylachai, meaning try to take your best guess. How thick do you think the wall is? Tack that onto your cheshbin and go from there. Faith to Gemara, that sounds like a surprise. Really? That's the halach? You have a wall? Just guess, why not? What did the Mishnah say if you have a wall? Mavliyah, v'chayzer l'midasai. You have to work over it. How could you just take a guess? So the Gemara says the difference. Hasam nicha tashmishta, hachaloy nicha tashmishta. This is really the beginning of the theme of the rest of the daf, which is that even though in the Mishnah it seemed pretty straightforward in terms of how you measure, but as we'll see, you have to read the fine print. And this is, again, Exhibit A, meaning this that we said that you could be mavliya, that's only true if it was nicha tashmishta, or better, this that we said you have to be mavliya, that you have to cheshbin, is if it's nicha tashmishta. Meaning if this area that you're going over is an area that you could technically walk. So the valley is a valley, but it's not so steep that you can't walk down and then walk back up. Or you have a pile of avonim that you can technically walk up and then walk back down. Meaning as long as you can technically walk up and down it, then the halacha is you have to be mavliya over it. Otherwise, then you don't even have to be mavliya. All you need to do is take a guess. And the truth is, it's worth to pause here for 1 second just to appreciate this halacha a little bit better. Because if you think about it, as much as we said the concept of havla is so simple, right? When we learned the Mishnah, we said, what else would you do? You're measuring your alpayim amah, and now you have a valley. Okay, so obviously, be mavliya. Take the rope, put it over the valley. But the truth is, it's not so pashut. It's not so pashut. What we said is a little bit of an oversimplification. Why? Because if the halach is that I get 2,000 amas beyond the city, and now I have a valley, and the valley goes 10 amas down, let's say, and then walks goes across and 20 amas, and then it goes 10 amas up, maybe the 10 amas down and the 10 amas up should be counted into my tchum. If people walk it, maybe it should be counted in the tchum. So the truth is, as much as havla sounds simple, it's not so hard to make an argument that maybe it's too big of a kula. Why should you do that? Adirabba. Maybe the slope of the valley and the slope of this pile of Avonim should all be included in the Alpayim Amma. Mechatei Sanat. So the truth is, Havla and the Kadrin Baharim really are a Chiddush. You have a mountain. I don't know, maybe Cheshbon the mountain. What's the distance from point A to point B on the mountain? You go all the way up, it's 100 Amas up, then it's 100 Amas down, boom, that's 200 of my Alpayim Amma. Mechatei Sanat. Mekadrin means we try to figure out as if it wasn't there. Make believe it was flat and somehow work around it. If you could stick out, yeah, if you have a pole and you could take ropes, you could even go outside the city limits to do this. Mechatei Sanat. Why should you do that? Maybe you should count the slopes, the inclines and the declines of the valleys and of everything as part of the Cheshbon. So the truth is, it is a kula. And the Gemara says that although it's a kula, there would even be a bigger kula. You know what the bigger kula would be? Just guess. Says the Gemara, where it's nichat hashmishta, so we'll be mekel, even though it's a kula, but the lesser kula. We'll be mekel with a kula of at least havla, at the very least, mikajmin baharin. If, however, it's loy nichat hashmishta, it's impossible for me to walk up and down that wall, so then already I'm comfortable being even more mekel. You know why? Because then over there, the wall is not even so much part of the tchum. Because what is it? It's not that no one would ever walk it. And being that nobody would ever walk it, over there you could be more mekel, and over there you could even take a guess. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Another halacha. In chut, ha-mishkoilois yoyred kenegdoi. This halacha that we just said, that where it's nichat hashmishta, so we're Mavliya or Mekadrin Baharin. So this is only true if the valley, we're focusing on the valley now, its incline is such that it's not straight. And what was Chazal's way of saying it's not straight? She'em chut ha-mishkoilo yisiyari kenegda. If you had a rope, and the rope had a weight on top, on the bottom of it, and you dropped it, it wouldn't go straight down. So if it doesn't go straight down, right, the weight would take it down. If it doesn't go straight down, that means it's not a perfect vertical incline. As a result, there the halacha is that you would have this halacha, that you have to be mavliya or you have to be mekachem. Avol, however, chut hamishkoilos yorid kenegdoi, if the chut hamishkoilos would be yorid kenegdoi, then the halacha is moide de medida yafa. Then, what does moide de medida yafa mean? It means you don't even have to worry about it. Don't even think about this wall. This whole wall is not in the game. Meaning, if there's no way to walk up and down that wall, then this is not something you even have to worry about. So if this is a straight cliff, then no worries. It's not even something that you have to think about. And again, what's the cheshbon? The cheshbon, if it's so straight, you can't walk it. If you can't walk it, so then you don't have to worry about the wall. So again, sometimes we have to be mavli over the wall. Sometimes just take a guess. And then sometimes, no worries. Just don't even think about it. Another question. So we talk about a valley, where the halacha is, you could be mavliya over the depth of this valley. How deep could it be? Is there a shear of how deep it could be? So this is reminiscent of yesterday's daf, where we were talking about the distance between, like, with the three cities, with the Raya. So is there a distance of how far that middle city can be? Or needs to be in order for us to be able to pull off Orion, the city that's shaped like a caches. Is there a distance to the top of the caches to the imaginary line on the bottom? Again, same question. Is there a distance in terms of how deep this valley is allowed to be, where the aloch is going to be? You're going to be mavliya. So the Gemara said that there is. How much is it? Amar Rav Yosef Alpayim, 2,000 amas. Up until 2,000 amas, we work this way. Once it's more than 2,000 amas, then already the halacha is, Dr. Ashi, Avul Yosef Mikan, Afilu Yochel Aviyah, Einay Mavliya. You can never be Mavliya, Ela Mekada. What you have to do is you have to be Mekada. What does Mekada mean? We still didn't say. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means. But this idea of being Mavliya, of just having a rope and working over it, that's something that you're only allowed to do up until 2,000 amas. Esve Abaya, Abaya, Estakasha, Amay Kuf, For Eichem, no Mavliya, Yabraisa. The Braisa says if it's 100 amas deep and it's 50 amas wide, you can be Mavliya. Vimplan, E Mavliya. And if not, you can't be Mavliya. It's a different shit. It's not 2,000 amas, 100 amas. So who's the Amak Acherim? He was like Acherim. Who's Acherim? Rameir? Valiba de Rameir. Valiba, Rameir, Valiba de Acher. The Tanya, Acherim, Oimrim, Afilu Amak Alpayim. For Eichem, no Mavliya. Oh, you said before, even if it's 2,000 amas deep, you can do it. Ikad Amri, Amr of Yosef, some had a different version. Rav Yosef said, Afilu Yosef me Alpayim. Even if it's more than 2,000 amas, that loch is a kibima. You can be Mavliya. Kiman Zok Tigmar, who's that like? The Loika Tanakam of Lake Achim. Tanakam said, Amukuf, it has to be 100 amas deep, otherwise you're not allowed to do it. Achirim, that's Ram Meir, Alibid Al Lishabar, Vulibid Achar said, 2,000 amas. Now Rabbi Yosef said, Afilu Yosef Me Alpayim. Who's that going like? Who said even if it's Yosef Me Alpayim Amu? So the Gemara says, you're right. Hossam She'ein Chut Hamishkoilois Yorid Kinekta. The Machloikis Tanakam and Achirim is talking about where you weren't able to take a string that's attached to a weight and have it go connected. So over there, where it's a little bit on an incline, so there you have this halacha. Halacha over here is bechut hamishkoilus yari connected. Rabbi Yosef was talking about where it's a flat, vertical, steep incline. Oh, in that case, the halacha is that even if it's going to be more than alpayim amo, still you're going to be mavliya. Zok de Gemara. Okay. V'chi ein chut hamishkoilis yoyrit kenegdoi ad kamo. Meaning, we're talking about, it's the second halacha we had, where sometimes you have to measure this cliff, and you have to see how straight is it. Meaning, if it's so straight that if you took a rope that you attached the weight to, it would go straight down. Meaning, there would be no interference on its way down. It's mamash a straight cliff. So then, this one halacha, otherwise another halacha. The Gemara says, well, it has to be mamash perfectly straight. Sounds like a little bit of a chiddush. So the Gemara says, ad kam, up until what point? Amar avimi dalid, four amnes. V'chein tani ram bar yecheskel dalid. Meaning, there's no such thing, it has to be perfectly straight. We're not going to be medakte kechot asayra. What it means is, if it's within four amas, that's what the slant is. So up until four amas, it's considered straight. If it's more than four amas, at that point, it's not going to be considered straight. Me'inyon le'inyon ba'isinyon. Gi lahar mavliyoy v'chayzer le'midasei. So if you're measuring and now you came to a mountain, so the halacha is in Mavliya, and the chayzer lemidase. We saw what that means on Amaral. Omar Rava said, Loishon al Baham, Maslakit Yud, Mi Toichdal. This halacha was only said if this mountain that you have comes to a point of 10 tfachim within Dalet Amos. So if it's a mountain, so obviously it goes up and it goes down. So if within a 4 Amma distance, it reaches a height of 10 tefachim, that's when this halacha was said. But what if it reaches 10 tefachim, but not within 4 amis, but let's say within 5 amis, it's a little longer than that. So then the halacha is, then you measure in medida yafa. What does medida yafa mean over here? It means a regular measurement. Meaning, you have to take into a cheshbon the way up, you have to take into a cheshbon the flat part. You have to take into a cheshbon the way down. You can't be mavliya. You can't be makader. You can't rely on any of these kulois. Why? Because then we look at it as being part of the ground. That's the point. If it's a mountain that has some chashivas where people wouldn't usually go up and down it, so then we just work over it. If, however, this is just like a bumpy road, then you're not going to have this kula. Rav Huna Breder of Nasa Masli Lakula. He said a similar halacha, but he was more makel. He said, "Amar Rava, lo yishanu al bahar maslakat asar mitoy chomish." He said, "Punkfaker." He said, "This halacha that we're mavliya is dafkin in a case where it was asar mitoy chomish." Meaning, if it's asar mitoy chomish, we're not machmer that you have to take into a cheshbon the whole area of the mountain, the whole way up and the flat part and the way down. No, that's where we're mavliya. Al bahar maslakat asar mitoy dalid. If it's asar mitoy dalid, that's like that wall that we had. Then just you could just guess, and by guessing, that in and of itself is going to be enough. So just to exhale for one moment. So again, this is a very technical daf. But the point is this. The point is that we saw in the Mishnah that the Mishnah said that Ein Moididin Ela Bechevel Shanun Amah. We're discussing measuring the 2,000 Amah, so this city is going to know what its tchum is. How do you measure the 2,000 Amah? You use a rope. A rope that's made out of this vine, the singular vine that wraps around a certain tree. But the point is that when you take a rope, the rope is supposed to be 50 Amah long. Loi pachos v'loyos. Ideally, we'd use chain ropes, but no, this is what you're supposed to do. Loi pachos v'loyos. You have Reuven stands on one side holding the rope, Shimon stands on the other side. Every 50 amis, we cross off, you work your way up until Alpayim Amis, you do it to all four ruchais, you have yourself, yeah. That's basically what you're supposed to do. Now, the question is, what if it's not straightforward? What if you have to go over a valley? What if you have to climb over a mountain? What if you have to climb over a pile of stones? So how do you view all that? Meaning, what are you supposed to do? And you can really look at it from many different perspectives. Muscharishin, you can say, I don't know, maybe you should be machmer. Maybe what you need to do is maybe you have to walk down the mountain. Okay, it's 20 amas down, 20 amas flat, another 20 amas high, that's 60 amas. Or maybe no, maybe you make believe it's not there. What if it's too hard to make believe it's not there? So what we saw is that there's a lot of different ways that you need to approach it. In the Mishnah, it said, just be mavliya, just work over it. If you can't be mavliya, it's not possible. Mikadrim baharim. What does that mean? We still don't know. But mikadrim baharim, we'll see in a moment. But the point is, the Mishnah said, just work around it. But after further review, after going through the Gemara, it's very, very clear that it's an oversimplification to say that. Because the truth is, you have to know the mountain. Does it reach a point of 10 tfachim, within 4 amas, yaisami 4 amas, what about a flat wall, what about if you take this rope and you attach a weight to it, is it going to go straight, it's not going to go straight, and even if it doesn't go straight, but it's within 4 amas, maybe that would be enough, and sometimes we're mavliya, sometimes we're makader, sometimes we just take a good guess, sometimes you just ignore it, you skip it completely. Again, what does it depend on? It's this Gemara that we just learned, with all the Rishayim. Either way, one thing is clear. When you're measuring a tchum, you can't be standing outside the tchum. Everyone has to be within the tchum. My time and why? We're worried about someone who watched these chevra measuring the tchum, and they're going to see Chaim Yankel, his job was to measure the tchum, and he was standing outside the tchum. Someone's going to think that that area that he was standing must have been part of the tchum. Even though it was a sign that says Ad Kan, but it doesn't matter. A mistake could always happen. And it's for that reason, to prevent this, so this was this halacha. Im eina yachal havliya. Finally. The Mishnah said, if you can't be mavliya, what do you do? Said the Gemara, Bizu Amar Abdustoy Bar Yanai, Mishum Rameir, Shamati Shem Mekadrin Bahar. Now, Mekadrin literally means we like groove a hole. We drill through the mountain. What does it mean you drill through the mountain? Tana Rabbana, Ketz Mekadrin, how exactly do you do it? So, two people walk up the mountain together. Takhtoin, the person standing on the bottom, Kenegadli, but he holds this rope by his heart. Elyon, the person on top of him, Kenegin Margaloisev, he holds it by his feet. And says the Gemara Rabbaya, here's the punchline, Naktinon in Mekadrin El Bechavish Al Amas, that the rope that was used for Mekadrin couldn't be more than 4 amas. So that'd be a 4 amas rope. He holds the 4 amas, and two people hold it. One person connected his heart, the other person is connected Margaloisev. This is very tedious because you're going to have to count 2,000 amas with 4 amas at a time. But the point is, this is the way they cheshbin it. One more Gemara. Ein mekadrin. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua. Naktinon. Ein mekadrin leib egla rufa, v'leib ari meklad. We have a Messiah that even though when it comes to measuring tchumen, mekadrin, but you can't use this mekadrin not to measure egla rufa. So why would you measure egla rufa? You want to try to measure this corpse that was found on the side of the road. Is it closer to this city? Is it closer to that city? So you don't work with mekadrin. Mekadrin is too big a kula. We don't do this. Additionally, you're not mekadrin for the ari miklat. The ir miklat, which is with the retzech, b'shoyegi gran, to find some safe harbor. So he wasn't allowed to, the girl Adam couldn't kill him in the ir miklat. Additionally, he was given a tchum. So when they measured that tchum, again, they didn't work with mekadrin. And the reason is b'nei she'en shel Torah, because those are the rice of the gedina. However, being that tchumen is only a dinder rabbanon, or tchumen is a dinder rabbanon, so for a dinder rabbanon, you would need mekadrin. What does it sound like? It certainly sounds like if you hold tchumen's deraisa, you wouldn't be able to be mekadrin. What's the problem? Who's the one that said shamati shemekadrin? Bezu amr abdustoy bar yanim shum rab meir shamati shemekadrin maharim. And we know Rab Meir was mekabel from his rebbe Rabbi Akiva, who was mekabel from his rebbe Rabbi Eliezer, Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, that tchumen's deraisa. So lechura, here you're telling me that you don't use mekadrin for deraises such as egla rufa and such as ari miklad. Who's the one that holds mekadrin? It's Rab Meir. Rab Meir is the one that holds tchumen deraisa. You know who asks that kasha? The Gemara in Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis asks this kasha. Ayin Sham, and we will stop here.